In our previous year, we spoke about, and the way we established actually, that there are two separate halachas. There's one halacha that a person is supposed to be, not allowed to be mesiach das when he's wearing a tefillin. And there's another halacha that we established, a person is supposed to be mishamish b'tefillah, he's supposed to constantly touch his tefillin when he's wearing them. And as we quoted in that shir, the opinion of the Rambam, that it's a deraisa, we said maybe even Tosfos agrees. But it's when we speak about this halacha of chayv adam l'mashmash b'tefillah, it's a very fundamental halacha. We need to understand, when does that mean? Does that mean that you're supposed to be mishamish b'tefillah b'kol shah, actually touch your tefillin all of the time? It's difficult to understand that that's what Chazal expected of us. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, we're learning the halachas of tefillin from the halacha of the tzitz. The tzitz, the halacha was, that you're not, the kohen wasn't allowed to lift his hands above his head, because that's where there's the shem kodesh l'shem there. So why, how could they ever be mishamish tefillah when he's wearing the tzitz? Another question that the Mefarshim ask, if it's chayv adam l'mashmash tefillah b'kol shah, so let's think about it. A person is davening Shmon Esrei. Is it possible that while the person is davening Shmon Esrei, is it possible to say that Chazal demanded that he touch his tefillin? In those days, they would wear the tefillin all day long, even when they learned. Is it possible to say that the entire time that they're learning and that they're trying to concentrate on their learning, they were mishamish b'tfilov? In those days, they worked. They wore the tefillin all of the time. So is it possible to say that somebody's a shoemaker or a clothing maker, and as he's working, he has to stop? And if we look here in the Shari Tshuva, in Simon Chav Ches, he says the Chaim Ashmish of tefillin means every minute. So how did you ever get anything done if you have to constantly touch the tefillin? So there's a very big machlokes. It really starts with the Rishonim, goes on to the Achronim, and how to understand what is Chayv Adam L'mashmash b'tefillah kol shah. The Bach says that every time you remember that you're wearing tefillin, and you want to constantly remember that you're indeed doing this great mitzvah of tefillin, you're mishamish tefillah. So the way the Stipler in the Sefer Birchas Peretz seems to understand, he seems to understand as follows. Since we learned that there's an isser to be mesiach das when you're wearing tefillin, so what will guarantee that you will not be mesiach das? The fact that you're mishamish b'tefillah. It's just a way of guaranteeing that you won't chas v'shalom come to hesach das. And therefore, perhaps, by the tzitz, they weren't mishamish in the tzitz. You know why? Because by the tzitz, the reason was that they should not, that there is no concern that you're going to be mesiach das, and that's why there was never a din of that you have to be mishamish tefillah. Although, I have to say that I saw from the Shas of Tshuva Shoyal Meshiv that he asked just the opposite. His approach is that if the Gemara here is teaching us that you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin, and the Gemara is teaching us that you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tzitz, so how could the Kohen Gadol both wear the tefillin and the tzitz at the same time? It's impossible. So he says that indeed, the Kohen Gadol didn't wear tefillin. The Kohen Gadol didn't wear tefillin, because if he's going to wear tefillin, you can't do two things at the same time. Obviously, it is the opinion of the Shoyle Meshiv that the Chiyav L'Shamish means that you have to constantly touch the tefillin. But the Bach clearly doesn't learn that way. The Prima Gadim actually quotes a Trumas Hadeshin that the Chiyav of Mishmash Tefillah is for a different purpose altogether. He says the Chiyav of the Mishmash Tefillin is because you have to be concerned that the tefillin move out of the place. And since you have to be concerned that the tefillin move out of the place, that's why the tefillin require mishmash every moment. But actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav here in Simen Chav Ches, Sif Aleph says, Lo yisiyach da'at mehen, a person should not be mesiyach das from the tefillin, afilu rega achad. In Sif Beis, he says, Shechiv ha-mishmasha, mishmahem b'kol shosha niskubahem. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also seems to be following the approach of the Bach, and certainly that's the approach of the Trumas Hadeshen, that Chiv Mishmish and Hesach Adas are two separate Chiyuvim. And therefore, in Sif Aleph, the Rav could tell us, Lo Yisich Dat Men Afil Regechad. Sich Dat, you're not able to Sich Das even for one moment. The Chiv Mishmish is a separate Chiv that isn't every moment. It's like the Bach says, whenever you remember you're wearing your tefillin, to make sure, as the stipler said as well, that you didn't forget that you're wearing tefillin, the way you make sure that you keep on wearing the tefillin is by constantly, by doing mishmash, but not that you constantly have to do mishmash. There's a very interesting vort that I saw from the Klaus Magareba in the Shavuos of Tshuva Divrei Yatziv, Chelek Zayin Simen Ches. He quotes the Chochma Shloima, that says the Chochma Shloima, that the Chochma Shloima says that only by tefillin of Rashi do we have to be so careful, not by tefillin of those that wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And the reason he explains is that since the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam have such a high level of Kedusha, since they have such a high level of Kedusha, nothing could permeate them. And the Klaus Magareba wants to suggest that that's actually what Tosfos means to say. Tosfos means to say, says the Klaus Magareba, that because the tefillin have 21 askaris and the tzitz only has one, their level of Kedusha is so strong that even if somebody, chas v'shalom, was mesiach das as he wore the tefillin, we need not be concerned. Nothing could break that Kedusha. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Yoina, say that when the Gemara says, Yinalabi Mesiach Das at Tefillin, is because it's only Kalos Rosh. It only means to act not respectfully while you're wearing the Tefillin. But if you're acting respectfully, even if you're not wearing the tefillin, even if you're not thinking about the tefillin, it's fine. The raya is the fact that shinas aroy, you're allowed to take a temporary nap while you're wearing tefillin. But certainly you can't say that you can do mishmash at tefillin when you're taking a shinas aroy. So how's it mutter? The answer is because chayv odol mashmash tefillin means that you're not allowed to act b'kalus roish. And that certainly you could do when you're wearing, even by Shina Sarai. The Ramban disagrees. He says, the Chayv Odom L'mashmash B'tfilah B'kol Shah means that you have to be thinking about the tefillin every moment. And that's why the Ramban, and it seems that that too is the opinion of the Rambam, says that an oval doesn't wear tefillin. Because an oval can't concentrate. He's unfortunately suffering from his grief of the relative that passed away. And therefore, he can't wear tefillin because he can't fulfill Chayiv Adam L'mashmash B'tfilav Kol Shah. In terms of the raya that the Rosh brings from Shina Sarai, so the Yeshua Yaakov actually says, it's not a question. Because the Rambam, who apparently follows the opinion of the Ramban, the Chayiv Adam L'mashmash B'tfilav Kol Shah is of the opinion that if somebody's sleeping Shina Sarai, doesn't mean he's allowed to keep his tefillin on him. The Rambam says if you have to put a sudur on top of the tefillin. Why indeed? Because the Rambam is holding that you have to do mishmash means you have to do mamish mishmash, and sleeping certainly is contradictory to that, and therefore the halacha is that you have to do mishmash all the time. If that's the case, and our Gemara is connecting tefillin and tzitz, so then the halacha ought to be by tzitz as well, that you have to do mishmash all the time. So one teretz is the teretz that we suggested earlier, that since by the tzitz the Kodesh Lashem words are so visible, that doesn't require mishmash. Another teretz is that they indeed did mishmash. The question is, that the Gemara says, that you're not allowed to put your hand, the Kohen Gadol wasn't put his hands above the tzitz. The answer from that is that maybe it's only both hands. But to do mishmash, you only need one hand. And since you only need one hand, the halach is just like you could do it mishmash with the one hand. But this, so we have here two fundamental approaches and how to understand this halacha of mishmash betfilin. We have the opinion of the Rosh, and it seems that that's probably what the Bach and the Shulchan Aruch Rav hold as well, that the chiv mishmash means that you now have been siach das from wearing the tefillin. And you have the opinion of the Rabban, which is a much stricter opinion, that holds mishmash means constantly touching the tefillin, not to forget that you're wearing tefillin, you have to constantly touch the tefillin. So according to the opinion of the Rosh, the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Trumas Hadeshen, we could understand how a person could wear tefillin and yet daven, how a person could wear tefillin and yet work, how a person could wear tefillin and yet learn, because as long as he's not being noig kalus roish, he's fulfilling the mitzvah. But according to Ramban, we go back to the question that we asked earlier. How will a person ever be able to wear tefillin if he's davening Shemoneh Esrei and he's concentrating on the Shemoneh Esrei, and he's saying Krishma and he's concentrating on the Krishma, and he's working or he's learning? So for this, we have to go back to a question that we quoted in the previous year in the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim asked the question that if the Gemara is teaching us that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das when you're wearing tefillin, so ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, why does the Gemara Masechta Shabbos have to teach us that you're not allowed to sleep while you're wearing tefillin? Because you may come, have to show them, your teeth back. You may pass gas while you're wearing the tefillin. The Gemara could have said a much simpler reason. The Gemara could have said that when you're sleeping, you have Hesach Hadas. So one teretz that we quoted in the previous year is that din of mishmash, Tosfos said, is only the Rabbanon, and therefore the Gemara Masechta Shabbos wanted to show us why even midaraisa one shouldn't be, sleep while wearing the tefillin, because the tefillin, because by sleeping while wearing the tefillin, you could come to pass gas, which is nisa deraisa. But the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes another teretz. He quotes a teretz from Rabbi Chanan, a Rishon. He says, Hesach Hadas, he says, is only possible when you're up, not when you're sleeping. It's difficult to understand. Why is there only an inyan of Hesach Hadas when you're up, not when you're sleeping? The answer is, Hesach Hadas is only possible when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. And when you're fulfilling the mitzvah, and then you're Messiah Das from the mitzvah, that's called Hesach Hadas. But if somebody's not fulfilling the mitzvah, you can't be Messiah Das from when you're not doing the mitzvah at all. And therefore, and I saw this from Ramartcha Bennett, he explains as follows. There are two concepts in Hesach Hadas. When you're Messiah Das, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tefillin, and there's an Isser to be Messiah Das. But that's only as long as he is wanting to fulfill the mitzvah. The person who goes to sleep, he's not interested in fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin and being sleeping. Now the only question is, do you have to remove those tefillin? So the Gemara says, if not for the problem of Shema Yafiach Behen, you don't have to take off the tefillin. But it's not cool that you're being Messiah Das, because the person who's sleeping is certainly not intending to fulfill the mitzvah. And now it's very geschmack. The person who's davening, the person who's learning, it's a very bechidish, is maybe not fulfilling at that moment the mitzvah tefillin. You're only fulfilling, according to these Rishonim, the mitzvah tefillin, is when you actually have a mind to wear, to do the mitzvah tefillin. And maybe that's how we could understand the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch at Simen Chof Ches, Sif Aleph, teaches us that when you say the words Kshatam Lai So Yadecha, you should touch the tefillin Shal Yad. And when you say V'ayilu Tatafas Barinecha, you should touch the tefillin Shal Rosh. And Tosfos says that maybe every time you do it, you should make a bracha, Tosfos Masechta Sukkah, of L'Aniach Tefillin. That may be the Shailin Tosfos. According to Tosfos, that Tosfos questioned, do you make a bracha Lishmer Chukav, or do you make a bracha L'Aniach Tefillin? If we say the Mishmish Tefillin is a new Chiyuv, so it's a Lishmer Chukav. But if we're saying that really the only time you're really fulfilling the mitzvah of Tefillin is when you have in mind to do the mitzvah tefillin. There is no problem to wear tefillin another time. There's nothing wrong with wearing tefillin. But that's not the way you mekayim the mitzvah. The way you mekayim the mitzvah is by thinking about the tefillin. And that's the only time you mekayim the mitzvah. And maybe according to those Rishonim, indeed every time you go ahead and you touch your tefillin to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, you'll have to make a brachal on the tefillin. Because then, and only then, are you indeed fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. And when the Gemara therefore says, Chayiv Odna L'mashmash Tefillin B'kol Shor V'Shor, even according to these Rishonim, the Rambam, who said that tefillin doesn't mean that you have to, it's not just that you're not allowed to act B'kalus Rosh B'tefillin. It means so much more. They don't mean to say that you have to physically be Meshamish Yitzvil of every moment. Because as we quoted earlier, that it could be every minute you would have to do it. That's something that's impossible to do. What they're trying to say is that in order to fulfill the mitzvah's tefillin, for that one moment, be Meshamish Yitzvilin, and at that moment, while you be Meshamish Yitzvilin, you'll indeed fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. And now we could understand the Rambam l'shitasoi. The Rambam says that a person, as he's an oval, so that person, even if he's going to think of kshatim loyso yadecha, v'hoyilu tatafis b'rinecha, that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, but because the tsar that he's in prevents him from having that level of concentration, that's why says the Rambam, he should take off his tefillin, because nothing will help that he should reach the proper level of wearing the tefillin properly, that he should be able to indeed fulfill the mitzvah. I saw a beautiful vart from the Yarish Tavash. We know, he says, that it says in the Megillah, Le'yudim ha'isa oyer v'simcha v'sasam v'yikar, and the Gemara in the second Megillah says that v'yikar eilu tefillin. He says, what does tefillin has to do with the nace of Purim? So he explains that we know that what happened by Purim was that even though it seemed that they were in terrible trouble, but not only did it seem they were in terrible trouble, the nace that happened on Purim was not a nace that was visible. Like we know, the Shem Hashem does not even appear once in the entire Megillah. What's the lesson? The lesson is that even though the Shem Hashem doesn't appear in the tefillin, Hashem is watching us all of the time. That's Pshat Chayiv Odol Mashmash Tefillin B'Kol Shor. A person is supposed to recognize, as he wears the tefillin, that even though we don't necessarily see and realize that there's a Shem Hashem, that there's Hashgacha all the time, but the person, Chayiv Odol Mashmash Tefillin B'Kol Shor V'Shor, he should
be mishamish the tzilav. He should come to the recognition, even though we don't always see it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us because Shah v'Shah.